This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog visited the Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear power station in southeastern Ukraine on Wednesday as part of efforts to avert the risk of an atomic accident. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
UN Nuclear Agency Chief Rafael Grossi has been pushing for a safety agreement between Ukraine and Russia to protect the facility.
It is very, very important that we agree on the fundamental principle that a nuclear power plant should not be attacked.
Moscow and Kiev have repeatedly accused each other of shelling the site of the nuclear station over the past year. The sprawling Zaporizhia nuclear plant was a prized part of Ukraine's energy network and accounted for around 20% of national power generation before the Russian invasion. It has not produced any electricity since September, when the last of its six reactors was taken offline.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden says global leaders are turning the tide in stemming a years-long backslide of democratic institutions.
I believe this is a defining challenge of our age. And today, we can say with pride that the democracies of the world are getting stronger, not weaker. Autocracies of the world are getting weaker, not stronger.
At his second democracy summit on Wednesday, Biden looked to spotlight hopeful advancements over the past year despite Russia's war in neighboring Ukraine and U.S. tensions with China over its military and economic influence in the Indo-Pacific and beyond. The Vatican says Pope Francis will be hospitalized for several days for treatment of a respiratory infection after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni says Francis, 86, does not have COVID-19, but does require several days of therapy.